true.
I'm Jim Price, the Jim Price Show Daily Update. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. Let me guess, it's a new day. Well, we're going to imagine what day it is. Oh, get my crystal ball out here. Let me make up a name. May 1st. It's a Wednesday, 2024. Ooh, says the mighty crystal ball. Anyway, all right, guys, well, as we go down through all these things, again, we realize that there are a lot of different factors in our world that we seem to be okay with, and part of it really has to do with, I don't know, the words that we allow to be said. Now, I want to slow this down, and I want to really talk about this, because I do believe, hey, Sarah, good to see you. Thank you so much for being here. Ken? So it's just another day. It's a hump day, he says. Absolutely hump day. So for me, I want you guys to think about different parts of speech. Different parts of things that we hear people say. Now, if I am allowed to say the word pinochle, and pinochle, 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 and I just keep saying pinochle over and over again, and then you start saying pinochle, and you keep saying it over and over again, and then eventually you start, you know, hearing other people say pinochle over and over again, and you start seeing this trend of people saying pinochle. Well, my problem with it is that that's how they do all of this, is that when we think about the words that they're using, and I hear people like Nancy Pelosi get up and go, you know, TikTok, tic-tac-toe, you know, it's because I do believe the letter A, and it has a sound, and that sound has frequency, and it makes a certain wave pattern. And as that wave pattern is emitted from my voice, as I squeeze and allow for thin membranes of vibration in the back of my throat, as I'm pushing air across, I'm opening and closing and tightening and loosening that membrane in there to create certain frequencies according to the value of the letter. And then as the value of the letters put together with other letters, those letters become a greater sound. And then that greater sound becomes a greater meaning. And then that meaning becomes something even greater because of the sentence itself becomes even greater. Hey, Edward, good to see you. Thank you so much for being here, sir. Do you follow what I'm saying? Like, there's something about when I listen to these people go on and on and on, and I'm just like, why do they do this? Why did Nadler get on C-SPAN? Well, he went on C-SPAN purposely, but he was on the House floor, and he's repeating, "Oh, my colleagues to the right in the aisle have yet to bring forth any type of legislation that deems necessary for us to even gaze upon as Democrats. We have waited years and eons and centuries and all the millennia that have passed, that we have now waited so long with bated breath upon the Republicans to give us something that can secure the border." What are you talking about? Nadler, Penguin. You know, remember the Penguin in the Batman movie from the 80s? When I look at these things and I look at these situations and I start seeing where I watch this repeating pattern of terms, of specific things that are said over and over and over again, and I'm like, stop. It's just a blatant It's a out and out fallacy. It's absolutely fake. It's not real. You are literally lying, and you know you're lying because the border was secure prior to 2020. And since then, I mean, just going off of just a few of your average, I don't know, you know, government documents, just looking them up, you can see that there's been a huge uptick of encounters, we're calling them encounters now, of the southern border. But yet you hear Nadler go on, oh, if the Republicans would just so help us, oh, as I clutch my pearls in fear, oh, we would love for it to have such a closed southern border as to see that all of us have respected the law and that we shall all know that the law of the land is to be respected constantly because that's what we do. We respect the law of the land, and how dare the Republicans not come along and be a part of all the things that are border safety. But the border was safe. And then the Republicans did bring in a bill that would help also make sure that they hold people accountable, that they hold people in place, that they don't go out and let them just run wild in our country or sleep in our hospitals or our hotels or our airports. Now, as we talk about this, and I know that I'm getting a big story going on here because this sounds like a really neat day to watch C-SPAN as Jerry Nadler sits there and reads off of a document that he cannot. I mean, guys, would you guys? And I don't know. This is that letter I got that I have no idea who it was from, and I don't know what the purpose of it was. But I would love for them to reach back out to me sometime. I mean, they didn't even give me a. You know, they got anyway. All right. So this is Nadler at the podium. This is what he did the whole time. And he was doing a, oh, who is that guy over in the Senate that's ahead of the whole thing? Schumer? Yeah. Man, that guy just drives me nuts. He looks like a demon. Like, he just, like, you could see the possession of this person, right? But Nadler's doing the old, I can't make a single thought for my own. I have to read from this paper so that I make sure that I use the right words about making sure to tell you that the war on the border is only because the Republicans failed to act, and if the Republicans bothered to act, then we would have a safe southern border, and then that there would be people coming through for that process. And if they would just cooperate with us, then we could go ahead and do these things. It would be super, so great. And then we could have a southern border that is secure. If someone else is writing your speeches for you and you have to sit there and read it and act like it's the first time you've heard it, you're not a congressman. You are just a paid NASCAR driver with stickers all over you from whoever it is that pays you the best. Edward says, casting central. Well, I will tell you this. There is some questions I have about the Honorable, he doesn't look the same. In fact, his head seems a little smaller than his body should be. His head seems small for as big as his body is. And he has a very thinning face for as big as his body is. His hands are very thin for as big as his body is. So is this a point where you would say, okay, is this a step in? Is this somebody wearing a fat suit for our boy Nadler? Or is he just doesn't want to let everybody know that maybe he lost a few pounds and he just likes everybody because he likes the chubby chasers who like the bigger boys? So maybe that's what it is. Maybe Nadler likes the chubby chasers and he thinks it's cool when they feed him a lot, but he's lost a lot of weight. What do I know, right? And by the way, Ozempic. Guys, if you guys don't understand what Ozempic is, it is absolutely the worst stuff on earth. You should never, ever, ever put Ozempic in your body. I don't care if you think you have a insulin resistance. By the way, diabetes is the direct reaction of your body being insulin resistant. The hormone insulin isn't able to migrate in and out of the cell. Migrate out of the cell is chromium picolinate and getting rid of some heavy metals in your body. But anyway, so let's go back. So Mr. Nadler gets up there, gives us all this, if we could just get the Republicans to do as they say, you know, it would be awesome. But let me go on a little further here. Let's go on to the words that we use. As I listened to Nadler tell me over and over and over again, and I'm serious, he got up several times and repeated, my colleagues to the right, they were just to listen to me. We could forgo this problem. By the way, when you make a law that says that you cannot discriminate against a specific group of people at colleges, you are putting them on a pedestal and making them untouchable, which is going to backlash on you. When everybody's running around and we're all mad about these paid protesters at the college, but at the same time, we're rushing in Congress to go ahead and put forth a bill. Oh yeah, they're putting forth this bill, guys. An anti-Semitism bill, which actually allows for groups and colleges to be able to discriminate against certain speech. Oh, we're doing speech suppression at college? Oh, that's cool. Yeah, we have a whole thing about peaceable assembly thing. We already got that in the Constitution. We got that figured out. Oh, but you're going to do this whole thing on this anti-Semitism thing where you can't use certain language? So I can't criticize certain people. I didn't say I wasn't going to talk bad about. I'm going to say bad things about people that do bad things, and I'm going to say the truth about what I see and what I stand. I'm not going to lie about it. Oh, is this going to be another government chemical, the little I got to make that noise every time I talk about a chewy? Oh, we call them chewies now. We can't call them Jews. We got to call them chewies, because if I use the word Jew, then I'll have that speech suppression, and I got to watch myself. I can't say Jew. Ooh, boy, I'll call them chewies. Chewy.com. Yeah, that's what we got. Any big pharma bills and petitions are rotten to the core. Any big pharma bills and petitions are rotten to the core. Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Is it pills and potions? Or absolutely, is that what you were trying to do? But bills and bills and notions? I don't know. John Candy, I get what you're saying. Thank you for that, partner. I appreciate it. Vince Braun, good to see you. Thank you so much for being here. We got a few people just camping out, not saying much. We're going to have to catch you guys. Remember, you don't get a gold star unless you are participating. You have to do that, right? You have to participate in the process. Just like voting. By the way, Michigan just passed a law that is going to allow for voter fraud in a way that makes you really just stay home. And that's not an exaggeration. Oh, hey, look. Look that Twitter's done for us. See, what do we got here, Twitter? You've given me, we're at 3284 today. 3284. We are almost down a full 30. Is that 30? Is that what we had? We're up to, 303, 93. Yeah, we're down 20. Good job. Since last week, we're down 20 followers on Twitter. I must suck. That's amazing. I love that stuff. And it makes you wonder why we hate, you know, big tech. But this is Twitter. Everybody likes Elon. Remember that. Oh, Elon's the best. Elon. Woo, yay, Elon. Thank you for being so great, Elon. Yay, Elon. I'm not seeing it, guys, but, you know, what do I know? We got to beat that algorithm out there. We got to like, share, comment as often as possible, because they are not doing us any favors at all. And all right, so going on. Now, let's go back to what I was talking about initially was the words that we use, okay? Now, this is going to go back to, I did write out today's, oh, you guys can see my leg there. You guys can see that I don't wear pants. I'm not wearing any jeans today. I'm wearing shorts. It's hot out, by the way. We got humidity and heat today in Wichita. It is unbelievable. Now, when I think about how they have been using words, and the words themselves are actually very, they're very specifically put in very specific orders. They're not done, they don't do this by per chance. It's not a per chance thing. Hey, Leanne, good to see you. Thank you for being here. When a word or a letter has a value, and then the value of that letter is put into a word, and then that word has created a value, and then that word is put into a sentence, and then that sentence has a value, and then that sentence is put into a paragraph, and then it is put into a story, and is put into a narrative, and that continues on and on and on. This is why I believe that they do this stuff, like Nadler up there repeating over and over again, and just saying weird stuff, like Nancy Pelosi saying, well, under Biden, Biden has created 9 million new jobs. Okay, well, that's not even 9 million new jobs doesn't mean anything. It's a nothing number. Because those numbers were recovering as we were coming out of, remember, your scamdemic, your plandemic, Nancy, the one that you all insisted that we all had when you were in San Francisco and told everybody, come on out, the water's fine. But then the next week you told us all to go home and never come out again. And that's the amazing part. Sarah says, a beautiful Minnesota day, only 40 degrees and no humidity. Well, I think we kind of got the opposite of that today here. We got closer to the 70s, and then, and humid. We had storms the last, 3 or 4 nights in a row now, 4, maybe 5 nights. We're supposed to get storms again tonight here in Wichita, so we've been getting pretty beat up around here. Last night, I actually watched the rain on my road going sideways. The rain was actually coming across the road in just sheets. I had hail hitting my front door on the house and the front window. It was coming in like a banshee last night. Didn't do much damage. I got about 4 or 5 hail dents on the truck, nothing big. And that'll come out in the sun anyway. As soon as it gets hot enough, that'll flatten itself out. But anyway, all right, so as we go down through this whole thing, I want you guys to think about how words have meanings. And when we use words and we use tonation, by the way, let me give you something. I want to talk you through something here for a second. If I talk like this the whole time, do you want to listen to me as I say these things over and over again? No, nobody wants to hear that. That's why we don't like computer speak. Because in the communication that we have put together as human beings, we're the only thing on earth that does verbal communication in this way. And there's a genetic coding inside of our DNA that makes it to where we, you and I, are the only things that talk through verbal command. Nobody else does it. Dogs bark, birds whistle, elephants trumpet, whales click. I mean, there's all whole different ways of all different things. But I will do this. I do think in a lot of ways that we do see ourselves in a different way because we think ourselves to be superior because we started to master our own environment. But in reality, have we mastered our environment or did we create an environment for us to master? Long question. When you think about how these words have meanings and how the letters have the sound and then the sound and then that the sound turns into a word and the word turns into a sentence and it continues to build. Very, 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 very much the steps of what you would consider to be spells or witchcraft or conjuring or an ability for you to be able to get what you want or want to see what you want or receive what you want or to anticipate what you want. When you use words, you use letters that turn into words and words turn into sentences and the sentences turn into paragraphs. You are building and building and building on those things. So when we use certain words, remember, they have certain power. They have certain abilities. And so believe me when I tell you that this whole thing that we're seeing in front of us, when we hear these people repeat this narrative over and over again, they're going, why do they keep doing that? They're lying. They're lying. They're lying. Why are they repeating that lie? Why are they repeating the lie? Why are they saying that? That's not right. That's not accurate. It's completely false. There's nothing true about that. Stop saying that. Because words have meanings. And they know what those meanings are. And that's why they misuse the word insurrection. That's why they said it over and over again, worse than Pearl Harbor, worse than Vietnam, worse than 9/11, January 6th, the worst day in America, the worst day in America, the Civil War, worse than the Civil War, worse than civil rights, worse than slavery, January 6th, the insurrection was worse, it's worse, it's worse. It's worse. It's worse. Oh, it's a 9/11. It's the 9/11, January 6th. It's the worst. Because those that want to be manipulated, those who want to be conjured, those who want to follow, will eat those words and consume them and regurgitate them and do it faithfully. And they get their marching orders. And they go out there and they regurge over and over again. Trump's a racist. January 6th is worse than 9/11. January 6th is worse than Pearl Harbor. January 6th is worse than World War I and World War II combined. Oh, ho, ho. TikTok is the infiltration of our America, and we will never recover from such an app that has been here. If the app was that dangerous, they'd have shut it down in a second. You know that. If TikTok was really that bad, they can literally, according to the government and the way that they run things, by the way, you have to apply to other governments and to their officials to be able to bring your app. Let's say I bring in the Jim Price Show app. The Jim Price Show app. Well, I can start to build it, and I'm building it here in America. I have a certain kind of a, you know, homeland, you know, I'm home base here. I get to kind of do things my way. But I can, you know, it's me. You know, I'm American. Hair flying around. But yet, then if I go to another country, if I go to Spain, I say, hey, I would like you guys to be able to use my app in Spain. I have to apply there. And it has to go through approvals. If they didn't want TikTok to exist in America, it would be gone like that. Apple can remove it from their store and literally, ba-goop, it just takes a little click, it's probably more of a mouse click. It's probably a couple mouse clicks and TikTok is gone. Same thing with Android. All you got to do is take it off the Google store and the Apple store and you guys can't get a hold of TikTok. Oh, you can go to TikTok.com, but you can't have the app on your phone. So like you go to CloutHub.com where they don't censor you at all. CloutHub.com, you can go there anytime you want. They have an app. They have a website. You can go there and say anything you want, anytime you want, no matter what. But can't say that on Facebook. By the way, okay, this is what kills me. I have told you guys for years and years and years and years now, excuse me, that CloudHub will let you say anything you want. You can do anything you want on there, except for child porn, and that's about it. That's the only thing I don't think you can have on there. But yet you guys have not migrated to CloudHub and pushed for more content on CloudHub. You guys keep going back to all the same old broken systems. X or Twitter or whatever you want to call it today. YouTube. CloudHub. CloudHub is bought and sold out too. They're on the New York Stock Exchange. They're completely sold out. They censor and they put their favorite podcast at the top. They've been doing that since the very beginning. CloudHub is on their own little thing. They're not free and uncensored. They do censoring, guys. They do. I've seen it. CloudHub doesn't. You can post videos and any information you want to at all, anything you want. It doesn't matter. But for some reason, I can't seem to get you guys to understand where Cloud Hub really belongs. It belongs on your phone. It belongs in your heart. Every time you should be doing anything, you should be posting to Cloud Hub. Sad part of it is I've been promoting Cloud Hub for so long. John Kennedy is a faithful over there. I know he's over there. I know Claudia's been over there. But the shame of it is, guys, is Cloud Hub is an amazing, amazing product. Looks just like Facebook, but Twitter, but the video player is better than YouTube or Rumble. Rumble sucks compared to Cloud Hub's player. YouTube sucks compared to Cloud Hub's player. That's my personal opinion. I like their player a lot better. But anyway, what I want to talk to you guys about is that and the reason I went this long way down about this whole thing about using words and using them over and over again, even though today's episode is about presidential immunity, I want you guys to remember that they're not telling you that Trump they're telling you things about like, hey, Trump's not above the law, Trump's not this, Trump's not that, you need to, you know, Trump's this, that, but here's the problem. When the Supreme Court comes out, and I want you guys to listen to these words here. This is very, very particular. I want you to listen to this. When this comes out, and I think this is going to how it's going to go down. I think this is how it's going to happen. I really want it to happen this way. I don't want Trump to have presidential immunity. I don't. I want them to go out there and I want them to be as frivolous and wild and crazy and unethical as possible. But if the Supreme Court is going to say that the president does not have immunity and that the president can be prosecuted and he is the chief law enforcement officer of the land, well, that means that we get to go after these DAs and judges and police departments and sheriffs and other agencies, the CIA and NSA, because there is no qualified immunity. Do you see where that's going, folks? I see this qualified immunity is what's gotten us where we are now, where they feel like that they can go and do whatever they want and victimize you any way they need to without having to worry about ever being harmed themselves. What a way to live, believing that you can drive a car with some lights on the top and a gun on your hip, and if you run into somebody, shoot somebody, pull somebody out of a fire, pit maneuver them, it don't matter. You go home collecting your pension, and that's it. Or how about a judge who sits there and runs his mouth and says the things they say, like they did in the Georgia case with Fannie Willis. How about her as a DA? Don't you think she should be prosecuted for what she's doing and the overstepping and overreaching and the amount of perjury that she did in her own case against Trump? She perjured herself against Trump. Imagine that. What if that meant that we actually get to go after these people and the people that are congressmen and the people that are DAs and judges and governors and all these other people out there that are out there running their mouth and doing all kinds of stuff because they feel like they're so far above everybody else and there's a different set of rules. Don't you think that if the Supreme Court comes out and says that President Trump can be prosecuted as a civilian and he has no presidential immunity, that means nobody has immunity? That means everybody's up for prosecution. That means that deliverance is coming. And I'm telling you right now, I want to see that. Now, when you let the cat out of the bag, so to speak, you say, well, I don't want them going after everybody else. Well, remember, though, there is always two sides to every coin. And this sword will cut both ways. This will be a way for us to look at the situation and go, okay, this doesn't look real good. And maybe I shouldn't go after that guy. Maybe I should use some caution. But also, those people that are willing to go out into public office and commit felonies, treason, misuse of funds, misuse of the trust of the public, all these things, well, I hope they get to be held liable for those things. But the problem is that right now we have qualified immunity, which means they don't have to be liable for nothing. A police officer runs your kid over because they're going to serve you a warrant. Well, sorry, your kid. If you go get a lawyer and sue the city or the county or the state, whoever that person worked for, well, the city, county, or state will write you a check, but not that individual. And that individual probably won't even lose their job. Just like the guy that I know shot a man with two full magazines. He was holding a cell phone. The guy was holding a cell phone in his hand, and the sheriff shot him, unloaded his gun, ejected the magazine, put another one in, racked it, and unloaded it again. And that individual got a promotion. That individual now is an administrator within the sheriff's department. And that guy was being arrested for a failure to appear for a speeding ticket. When I talk to you guys about these guys with the gun and the badge and that walk around and we keep saying, hey, you know, blindly we just support this or blindly we just support that, this qualified immunity these guys walk around with, you guys got to be careful who you're supporting because these people aren't held accountable for anything they ever do. And unless you have a judge and an attorney who's willing to support you, you will never find justice in America unless we get rid of this qualified immunity. Well, that means that people won't want to do their job. That means people will hesitate. Well, maybe you'll hesitate before you pull that gun out of the holster. Maybe you'll hesitate before you think it's okay to put that person in a pit maneuver. Maybe just because someone's running from you for a speeding ticket or whatever, let it go. Because putting other people's lives in danger and putting the other person in danger, even if they're being stupid, and putting yourself in danger, putting other lives in danger, just because they're being stupid does not give you the right to kill anybody. And this is where we have to reel it back in. This is the hard conversation that this is a part of. This is what we have to do. We have to be different. And when I think about how they keep using certain words against us and they keep using certain styles against us, it's because they are so afraid of losing the control and the power they have. What little bit of money they control and what little power they think they have is nothing. And they're willing to sell away their souls and their lives for 30 pieces of silver. But the sad part of it is that too many of us are too wound up in our day-to-day trying to figure out how to pay our bills. Too many of us are trying to figure out how to get by and just figure out if I could just get through this month, next month will be better. Oh, I got a speeding ticket. Well, I guess this month sucks. Hey, sorry, I can't pay my rent because if I don't pay this $150 or $200 to the court, then they'll come and pick me up and arrest me and take me to jail. And if I pay you and I don't pay them, I'm going to go to jail. I'll have a warrant for my arrest. I'll have a record for being arrested and taken to prison or taken to jail. Do you see how this becomes a problem for so many people in our lives? And then we all run around and like, oh, you need to make sure you take care of you need to be the, oh, rah, 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 rah. Too many times you said Cloud Hub censors by accident. Oh, I'm sorry. Cloud Hub does not censor. Thank you for that, John. I appreciate your comment over there on Cloud Hub. But Cloud Hub does not censor. It never censors. Facebook, X has taken away. X has taken away 20 of my followers since last Friday, guys. For what? I mean, why do you drip off a few followers a day every single day? I lose this every day. This has been for years, since 2020. Since January 8th of 2021, I have been losing followers just like this. Imagine if I wasn't losing followers. How many would I really have? How amazing would my following be on Twitter if Twitter wasn't bleeding them off for me? When you think about how words have meanings and how we are the only things on earth that uses words, I get pulled back to a topic of us, you and I. And I believe that there is a point within ourselves that I think we can communicate in a far better way than verbally. I think that the verbal communication is probably one of the lower level communications that we use. The words that we have when we use inflection, the words that we use and we have intent, the words that we use when we say we want something or we need something or something hurts or something is happy. When we do all these things, we're causing an effect to the world around us. And that wave, those waves of energy, they just roll out. They are a butterfly effect. Every time you're using words, every time you're putting those out there, there are intentions, there's energy, there is thought, there is meaning behind all those things. So don't throw away your words so easily. Conversations are great. They create a unity. They create all kinds of balance. They make people not weird. They make people so much better. They fill their souls. But there is a point where when you communicate with somebody, you can get to the point where you don't have to use your mouth. But too many times people are too low vibration. They're too stuck on themselves. They're too internally consumed to hear either their own thoughts they're saying to you or hear your thoughts you're saying to them. And too many times we miss that the idea that the reason they're using these words, these vibrations, these intentions, these things out there is because they know that that spell, that that effect will resonate over and over and over again through the universe, through all of time. There's so much more for this. I think that's why Trump has been demanding immunity so that they won't give it to him, but he already knew they wouldn't. The deep state once again fell for the opposite of another Trump demand, just as Trump wanted. Oh, yeah, John Kennedy, you were so spot on that comment. That's absolutely correct. But guys, listen, there are so many reasons for you to be excited about your ability right now. So if I talk to you about this and I say, listen, you have the ability to communicate if you want by using the energy of your body and your mind. And then you can use inflections and intonations and different word orders and do all these different things to use verbal communication to draw people in. And as you create true bonds with people and they become more connected to you and you have that person. It's kind of, you could even have a person, let's say it's the lady who serves you coffee in the morning, or it's the person you get your coffee from at the drive thru. There's always this connection, right? Well, use that connection, use that understanding. See what other levels of communication you can get, because some people, when you connect with them, you don't ever have to say a word. Some people, you want to hear what they're saying to verify what you think you heard out of their mind. There are times that people really lose the idea that we have all these amazing abilities and we have all these amazing, tools in our tool chest to open up and say, yeah, this is what I can do. This is where I could be. This is the great things I could do. But when you limit yourself and you tell yourself over and over again, well, they're just not hearing me, they're not listening to me, they're not this, they're not that. Sometimes that's true. Sometimes people just, no matter what your frequency is, no matter how true you are, they're not going to listen to you. You're not going to vibrate or resonate in a level that makes them hear you. And that's part of the problem when we have people like Nadler up there telling the world over and over and over and over and over and over again. This guy did it for hours. It was disgusting to say over and over again, oh, well, no, the border could be shut down if the Republicans just helped us. If the Republicans just quit stonewalling us, we could have this. Oh, it could be so great. It would be so great. It could be so great. Well, we already gave you guys $100 billion last week. How about you give us guys whole closed border thing? Or do you need the population to come into America so that they can have babies and then make sure and turn the country into what it is that you want? A shithole. Because you want to be able to manage a shithole. You don't want to manage intelligent, free-thinking people. You want to be able to, in your own low-level way of thinking of the world, you think selfishly and self-centeredly, and you think, well, if I could just make it a shithole, I can manage a shithole. I am so intelligent as to manage a shithole, but I can't manage free thinkers. I can't control free thinkers. I can't manipulate free thinkers. I can't manipulate free people. I can't do that if I don't keep it a shithole. And I've told you guys this for years and years and years. They would rather rule over a pile of ashes than to ever let you win. And for so long now, they have been showing you over and over again, they'll burn this whole thing down. They don't need your permission. They don't need you. They don't really even want you around. It would just be easier for you guys that oppose them to just die, to just go away. But I will give you this, guys. I will give you this little glimpse of hope here. The majority of the people who have taken more than one shot, that government chemical they all told you 4 years ago was going to save the world, most of those are Democrats. Oh, there's Republicans in there. I have friends, super conservatives, that went and got the shot the moment it came out. And I told them no, physically, in front of their face. Don't do this. And they did it anyway. I don't think they realized they were killing off their own side. When they demanded and they hurried to go get this government chemical into everybody, wasn't it the blue hair, pink haired, weird, pierced lip, eyebrow people that went there first? Wasn't it all the little weirdos that needed government chemical to keep them alive? Wasn't that their base? Isn't that who legitimately is the only ones that vote for them, or is exactly the people who wanted the vaccines? Aren't they the ones who demanded for it, that they needed to have that to be able to save themselves so they could slow the curve and get back to normal? But those lies just didn't stop. They didn't kind of just, they're just transforming them. Israel has a canal that comes out right there at the Gaza Strip. And I say right there, it's in the district. Israel is a country that we formed in World War II. Israel is a country. People who live in Israel and hold a passport to Israel are Israelis. Jewish people live predominantly in Western Poland, Eastern Germany, and also Israel. Does that mean all Israelites are Jewish? No. Does that mean that everybody who lives in Israel is of Jewish DNA? No. Does that mean everybody in Western Poland and Eastern Germany are all Jewish? No. That would mean it would be Israel, right? Because if we're going to say that they're Jewish, then everywhere the Jews are, then it should be Israel. Like if there's a Jewish community in New York City, then that area should be called Israel. When we take the time to slow down and we look at how they use these words and use these phrases and use these causes and use the misrepresentation of the Jews, anti-Semitism. Well, does that mean that I can talk shit about Israel? All right, you could say anti-Semitism. That means that, okay, so is that, can I talk bad about Israel, or I can't talk about Israel? Or am I not allowed to talk about Jews as a religion, or am I not allowed to talk about Jews as a DNA strain? Which is this anti-Semitism bill? But see, when we use these words like this, when we go out there and we misuse things and we say, oh, this is what we want, this is where we are, this is what we're going to do, blah, 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 and this is, be careful what you wish for. Be careful what you wish for. Be careful what you ask for. Be careful what you think is absolutely necessary. Edward goes, Israel is not a place, he says. So when we think about Israel, or we think about Jewish, or we think about the Jews, Are we Jewish religion or whatever? See, this is, again, where words mean something. We have an anti-Semitism bill in front of the House today, and they're debating it wildly over the fact that it's, you know, all about protecting the Jews. But then they use the words Israel, and then they use the words Jewish and the Jewish faith, and they use these words over and over again. They kind of keep spilling them around. When they do that, they are putting emphasis on something that does not relate to that topic, but you do now. And that's why we have people protesting on these campuses, but we found out they're all paid protesters. We're right back to Antifa. Yeah, Antifa's back. Believe it or not, we're using Antifa-style, commando or whatever. By the way, you can make $7,800 a week if you go and work with the Anti-Israel Federation. $7,800 a week if you're willing to talk crap on Israel. Yeah, and that money comes directly from George Soros. There's a bit of a shell company effect. There's five companies deep that you have to go to find it, but you find out that George Soros is actually funding this. And by the way, wasn't he the same guy who was involved with the Nazis and stuff before? But again, guys, this is where you have to go at this and look at this whole thing differently. Why are they pushing anti-Semitism? Why are they pushing the southern border bill? Why are they keep telling you this? Why do they keep telling you that? When you know factually none of those things are accurate, because it's about putting the residents out there. They get to control the narrative. They keep saying it over and over and over and over and over again. And until you believe it. And that's how they're beating us. They're not beating you with a stick. They're not beating you with weapons. They're not beating you with anything other than just running their mouth wildly, and the stupid people pick it up and run with it. And even those that are highly quote-unquote educated in their stupidity will run with it as well. Why? Because they studied to a test. Because they only know the answers to the test. They don't know real life. They don't know how to free think. They could not put together or articulate anything on their own without someone else giving it to them. See, this is, again, guys, I hear people talking about how they're independent and they're this and they're that, but the first thing they want to do is follow someone else's marching orders and then tell you everything you have to say is censored. Everything you have to say isn't worth it. Everything you have to say needs to be taken off the board. We've got reverse racism. We got reverse segregation. We got reverse everything, guys. This whole idea that we hate each other so much is a well-fabricated government plot. And it's just that simple. It is that simple. The government wants to keep you yelling at each other while they get paid to pull you two apart and then tell you both, now go home and quit being mad at each other. Even though they go over and say, hey, by the way, she called you ugly. Oh, hey, by the way, she called you an idiot. Oh, by the way, she says your butt's too skinny. Oh, by the way, she says you smell. And then we continue fighting. Then they get paid to take us apart. Now, this person's got a criminal record. This person's got a criminal record. And I don't know what to do with all you criminals. I better build more prisons. And on and on and on it goes, and we find ourselves seeking some pleasures in our lives. We seek out certain refuge. We seek out certain peace. We would like to have this ease taken away from us. We'd like to be at ease, but yet we can't seem to find that. Why? Because the lights and the colors and the sounds and the flashes we see in front of our eyes program us to believe that every single one of us is the enemy. I'm my own worst enemy, is what I've heard. You're the enemy. They're the enemy. Oh, someone far, far away is the enemy. Oh, that person over there is the enemy. No, this person's the enemy. Well, I'm the president of the HOA, and if you got a piece of grass in your yard or a piece of paper in your yard, I'm going to fine you. Now I'm the enemy. No, you're the enemy because my job is to make sure you don't have trash in your front yard. And boy, you're the enemy now. Do we understand that inside of us is literally good and bad of everything? The good and bad of everything is in all of us. Murder, making love, having babies, spending money, losing money, gambling, playing cards, drinking, eating, sleeping. No matter what it is that there is in us, you got to remember, guys, that we are both sides of everything. If I literally, and I'll use the example of the Bible here, if I were Jesus and I was perfect, you guys would crucify me. If I was a disciple of Jesus, I would turn Jesus in for 30 pieces of silver. If I was one of Jesus' most loyal disciples, I would deny him. If I were the people in the crowd, I would yell, "Crucify him." If I were the Pharaoh, I would tell Moses to go pound sand. That, you know, I don't care how holy your mission is, how great your people are, how chosen they are. No matter what it is in us, guys, and right now I will tell you, as much as I'm trying to give you guys as much perfect and useful information as possible, there will be someone out there who will believe I am nothing but pure evil. They will tell you that I want freedoms and liberties because that makes you guys have to be self-reliant, and people that are self-reliant, well, that's just evil. For people to have to go out and provide for themselves and go out and hunt squirrels and get wood and you know, do their own thing to be able to survive, how evil are you, Mr. Price? I can't believe how evil you are. But then there will be a group of people who are preppers and other people or off-grid people, you know, the boondockers, and they'll be like, yeah, let's live off the grid, man. Let's do it. Let's live off the berries and the trees, and we'll hang out and kumbaya, loving me. Another group's like, how could you dare put people in jeopardy like that? You are a killer. You are trying to assassinate people by making them take care of themselves. How dare you? How dare you take that stance that let people do as they will, survive if they can, create alliances if they want? Oh, how dare you? I'm going to see, this is the world we live in where we are both evil and perfect all at the same time. We are with sin and without sin. But I want to make a statement to you guys right now, and I want you guys to listen to this very closely. I, James Price, Jim Price, The Jim Price Show, I am only as crazy as you want me to be. And so if someone were to come up to you and say, do you believe Jim Price is crazy? You're like, no, he's a great guy. Awesome, dude. I get it on the shoulders. I have some people that have been in my life and are no longer part of my life, and they'll tell you, oh, he's pure evil. He's the Satan incarnate. He's the second coming. Oh. I'm only as crazy as you want me to be. If you think I am sane, if you think I am intelligent, then that's what I will be. And if you decide, there's people that have changed their mind about me, who no longer listen to me anymore, who no longer want to be a part of my energy. I'm evil. I am this. I am that. I am all these things that they want me to be. But remember, I'm only as crazy as you want me to be. I'm only as insane as you want me to be. I'm only as smart as you want me to be. And that's the same way with everybody else in your life. So I will tell you right now, guys, get yourself in line, get yourself in order, understand that your God-given inalienable rights that can't be given or taken away are yours, and that the God that you take your breath from, that gives you your breath, that you draw your life from, will never, ever hold you back in the way a small-g government does. in a way, a small G government tells you that you need a permit and you need to ask permission to have a baby or get married or build a house or put a shed in your backyard. HOAs are there to make sure there's no trash in your front yard. Guys, we have to figure out what freedoms and liberties look like, and we need to pursue that as fast as we possibly can because we are losing the idea of it, and we're being told that we're free, and we're being told we have all these liberties, and we don't. And that's the resonance of their voices coming over and over and over again. Oh, here's freedom. You're free. You're free. You're free. And we are the furthest thing from free. We have a lot of road to go down, and it's not a good road. It's full potholes, and it's a lot of work. Are you willing to put the work in? Are you willing to be different? And that's how we do it right there. You make a decision. We're going to go down this road for freedoms and liberties. That's how we make the difference, guys. And you never stop using your mouth. Run your mouth. And then those you can communicate with by thought, communicate with those by thought. But those that you know are low-level thinkers that are coming in at vibration, use your mouth. Get your mouth out there. Use it and be the right people. All right, guys. Well, that's about it for me today. Remember the 10% we do for our neighbor, community, city, county, state, the federal government. The more you do for them, the less it do for you. Learn how to be selfless and not so damn selfish. The world will be a far, far better place. Remember, hold the line. Hold fast. Do not give up. Do not give in. We will win. I promise. I don't make promise I can't keep, guys. You've always been the answer. Remember, the Constitution limits the government, but never limits you. If you know the answer, you know those words, use them as often as possible to make sure you don't fall for their dirty tricks. All right, guys. It's been great. Tomorrow is Thursday, so yay. Today's May. Go out and do a little bonfire, get your chimney out, something like that. Do a little burning today. Burn some pieces of paper, burn some cardboard, burn some wood if you got a chance. May 1st is a good day to cleanse you. Tanya Price, thank you so much for being here. Ed, good to see you as well. John Kennedy and others, it's great having you guys here. No Carrie Heisman today, it looks like. But we had Ken and we had others. Sarah was here as well. Thank you so much for being a part of the show, guys. Vince Braun was here. All right, guys, I'm going to get out of here. I'm Jim Price at Jim Price Show Daily Update. You guys all be good to each other out there, and I'll see you guys tomorrow. Remember to burn something. Bye-bye.